And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
Texter said, I thought knocks your socks off was a sexual reference. I think take your socks off. At least, gentlemen, when it's time for romance, take your socks off, okay? Like, I know the socks don't necessarily need to come off in order for the adult recreational activities to take place. But as someone who, for some reason over the years, has become the go-to nice guy that the ladies like to talk to, trust me when I tell you that you are judged if you get into adult recreational time and you leave your socks on. I don't know why. I don't know why that would be something for judgment, but the ladies judge you.
What if you have ugly toes or something?
Well, first off, get your toes worked on, all right?
Dude, there are some things
get your toes cleaner.
That you can't. I mean, you can clean them up, but if they're ugly or malformed or something, there's not a lot you can do about it.
I mean, if you got nubby nubs and there's nothing you can do about the shape, you know what you can do? You can at least go get yourself a nice pedicure and get them cleaned up and polished off and taken care of. All right. And if you say to me, it's not manly to get a pedicure. Well, that's why you got gross ass feet and the ladies don't like gross feet.
All right. I'm going to continue to fight back on this. Some people were born with like two bones and a toe or something like that, and they're embarrassed of their feet. They may otherwise be a good looking individual, but their feet are ugly, so they got to leave their socks on.
If you've gotten to the point where you're about to engage in the adult recreational activities, the ARAs. If you've gotten to the point that you are about to engage in the adult recreational activities and your feet are so horrific that she is in and she's ready to go to do the old unskinny bop, 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 and you take your socks off and she goes, ew, never mind. You're right. That sucks. That sucks to be you. All right. It sucks to be you. There's a lot of ugly, out of shape dudes out there who are still boom, boom-ing. All right, you can work around it. I cannot, I'm not going to say it's never happened, but I can't imagine a situation where a lady has ever been prepared for those particular nocturnal activities. You took a sock, a dude took his socks off and she went, ew, never mind. Buy anything that is maintainable. I'm not talking about, look.
Isn't it normal to just have the lights out anyway? I'm just saying. I mean,
not every time.
There are some people. I mean, if you're hooking up and you know your feet are bad and you don't want to take your socks off, make sure the lights are out.
I mean, that is a part of the game. Okay,
and then maybe eventually she goes, "Are those your socks?" But you're already in in a position it doesn't matter.
First off, as a dude, and I feel qualified to speak on this as a dude. Two things. Number one, you're never going to say no, even if it is like middle of space darkness in the room. Not a photon of light floating. Also, don't say things like photons of light floating around. That'll ruin it too. All right. But not a photon of light bouncing around the room. You're still not going to say no. But the point is, men by and large are visual creatures. We like to be able to see the things that we enjoy. Obviously, eating, sports, yada, yada, yada. You know what I'm talking about. If you leave your socks on and there's even the dimmest of lights, she's going to see the socks. And she's going to go, he left his socks on.
Maybe she's looking at other things and she don't care about the socks.
No. Again, as somebody who spent many, 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 many years as every woman's don't worry about him, that's just Rob Brown least threatening friend, they see the socks. It is an inevitability, I've been told. They see the socks and they judge the socks. So fellas, here's...
So wait, you've had this conversation with
many
people
times.
About socks?
Many times.
This is the first time I've actually even thought about socks.
Can I ask a question that is not meant to be anything but respectful? How many engagements of this variety were you involved with where this was a discussion that would have come up? Because again, I was every girl's least, I'm not talking about the actual activity. I'm talking about like, I was every girl's, I was the girl that, or I was the guy, well, whoops, I was the guy, yep, there's your, that's my mouse button of the day.
I'm not doing that. I mean, there are some places where a slip, I'm not going to use that against you because it's hurtful. I'm not going to do that. Everything else, I mean, like the cursor thing with me earlier, that's fair game. But that, this, I will not do that.
I was the guy who other dudes would be like, yeah, I don't care if you go out drinking with my girl. You're not a threat. That's who I was growing up. All right. That's who I was. Literally still I am. If we're keeping it a buck. All right. That's just who I am. And that's fine. I have had conversations about the preferences of the ladies with the ladies. Fellas, they don't want your socks on, right? They just don't. It's weird. Just take your socks off. But here's the thing. If you look and you go, I got some janky ass feet. I got some dirty feet. All right. Go get a pedicure. I know it's not, man. Trust me. Go take care of yourself. There's nothing more manly than taking care of yourself. There's just not. The pinnacle of manliness is taking care of business and yourself. Go get your feet did. The shape is largely irrelevant. The condition is not. Get your nails done. Get your toes done. All right? Get them done. Because I promise you, the ladies notice these things. And if there's any lady listeners out there, and I know that they are, feel free to text 71307, start your text with Fan, and confirm what I'm saying is true or false. If the ladies text and they go, Rob Brown, you're just wrong about this. We don't care. I'll take it. But I've had a lot of conversation with a lot of ladies about this, and I'm telling you, I'm right. They are looking at your nails, and they're looking at your feet. Why? Because that's how they tell if you're taking care of yourself. If you got dirty nails, it means you're not paying attention to the details of taking care of yourself. If you got dirty feet, it means you don't care. It means you don't care. Well, I don't see my feet. Why would I care? It means you don't care. All right. So you don't have to do out once a month, once every 4 or 5 weeks. Head on down, get yourself a manicure and a pedicure, get your toes cleaned up nice, get your fingers cleaned up nice. I promise, especially if you're in a slump. All right. Fellas, if you're in a slump, all right, you're having a hard time engaging in the adult recreational activities, the ARAs, if you're in a bit of a slump, there's a greater than 0% chance possibility that it is because of the fact that the little details that show that you take care of yourself aren't there.
Well, what if they're just ugly, Rob?
You're not listening to me. I am not talking about if your fingers are bent because you played football, like Booger. You ever seen Booger's hands?
No, you're missing the point. Maybe their fingers and toes are immaculate, taken care of.
Oh, you're saying just an ugly dude?
They're just an ugly dude.
I mean, listen, for some of us, you're only gifted with what you're gifted with. And some of us, our gifts are translated elsewhere in life. All right? Everybody's got their gifts. Some of you, me included. That's not true. I'm dead sexy. But the point is, some of us, our gifts don't manifest physically.
If you said otherwise, no one would have believed you.
Your gifts don't manifest physically. They manifest in other ways. You got to lean on that. But trust me when I tell you, you got to do the best you can. All right? You got to do the best. For instance, if your hair's thinning out a little bit on top, all right, just shave it. Just go with the bald head and rock that bald head. Own that bald head. All right? If you got bad teeth, at least you can keep them brushed and clean and smelling nice. All right? Go get the braces. Who cares? You go through a year or two with the braces and then you got nice teeth. There are things that you can do. You have whatever your baseline is, at least take care of that. Because the key is not what the look is. The key is, are you taking care of your business? Are you taking care of yourself? Are you taking care of what you can take care of? And being confident about the things that you cannot. All right. That's all this is. Why it is not so much that the ladies really care that, you know, you got a six pack, whatever. They just care. Are you responsible enough that you are taking care of yourself and your health? Are you staying in shape? Are you keeping yourself healthy so that you can prosper and benefit long term? If the answer is no, it ain't because you're fat. It's because you're not taking care of your health and doing the things that can promote health. If you got janky fingernails, it does not take anything to clip them. What's that thing?
The emery board?
Whatever it's called.
Yeah.
To do that thing where you make them where they ain't rough on the edge.
Yeah, I don't.
You know what I'm talking about.
I don't think guys do that.
You absolutely should.
No, I don't.
You absolutely should.
I don't think so.
Because if you don't, you know what you got? Sharp fingernails. You know who that's uncomfortable for? The ladies.
I think you're going into unnecessary details.
That's where men screw the pooch. You think it's unnecessary. Right, it's not right. To the ladies.
Okay, let me on the air, unnecessary details.
I mean, I don't think so. If you're going to do it, right? If you're going to do it, you go all the way. We don't half it around here. We don't half ass it. We whole ass it around here. If you're going to do it right. That's all I'm saying. Texture says, Rob, why does this sound like the premise of a Seinfeld episode? I'm sure that it is. Or at least it probably should have been. But I'm not wrong. I'm not wrong. Texture said, Rob, this is funny because if we're finally getting to the ARA point with the lady, are we saying no if they have socks on? No. Dudes don't care. Dudes don't care at all. All right, we're keeping it a buck. The dudes don't care. Ladies, you can come to bed in like the oldest, grossest nightshirt you own. If you say, hey, honey, wink, wink, it's go time. We're in. We're all in. It's go time. It's not the other. File your nails. That's it. Thank you, Texter. File your nails. You know what I was talking about. Thank you, Texter. Well done. But I'm not talking
what
about.
What if you can't handle the sound of that? What if the sound of that makes you want to leap off the top of a building?
I don't say this very often, Lonzo, because I don't believe that this phrase has any weight to it, except when it does, and this is one of those times. Man up. Oh, come on, man. I don't like the scratchy sound. Oh, God.
You say man up about filing your nails with an emery board. That is redundant.
I am saying when you know that the lady appreciates it, man up and do the thing for her.
By the way, do your thing, man. If she's into you, she's into you. Don't take grooming tips from Rob.
I am telling you that the lady or ladies in your life, and many of them, not all, not even close to most, many, will tell you, I don't really care. They appreciate you groomed up. They do. I'm not saying you got to come home in a suit and tie every day, though they do appreciate a suit and tie too. And I'm not saying exclusively every one of them, but I'm saying the overwhelming majority of ladies, and again, I know I've done the research, they appreciate a man who is, I'm not saying sparkling clean, I'm saying groomed. Because it just shows that you care and have pride in yourself. They care that you are groomed. Your fingernails ain't claws. Well, your toenails don't look like you just stepped out of a jungle.
If I'm going to listen to anybody giving these suggestions, which I won't, but if I were, I'll listen to Jason Kelsey, who has the exact opposite take of yours. So.
I want you the next time you see Travis Kelsey. Let's stick with Travis.
Well, we were talking about Jason.
Uh-huh. When's the last time you ever saw Travis without that beard line cleaned up?
Not talking Never. About Travis, talking about Jason. You're trying to change the subject, talking about Jason.
You think you look at Jason Kelsey and you don't see a well-groomed man. I'm not talking clean. If he ends up eating a hot dog and spilling some mustard on the shirt, it happens to all of
us. You need to go back and listen to the Hot Spots portion of their podcast. And then, yeah, it's the exact opposite of you. In the end, do your own thing, man. If she's into it, she's into it. If she's not, then fix that part if that's what you want to do.
I'm not saying.
And at the end, if she's not into it, well, that's on her.
I'm not saying don't do what you want to do. That's not my take. Do what you want to do. If you want to have janky-ass fingernails, have janky-ass fingernails. All I'm saying is understand that the condition of you doing you has ramifications on how other people see you and are willing to engage with you is all I'm saying. The ladies, 3-1. The ladies.
It's a good point, Tracy. This has to do with society and what level.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
And the fact that you would pass judgment by saying you think this group of people has a different set of circumstances when it comes to what they're attracted to in this season, I don't know what to tell you. I am telling you, as somebody who has been the girl's best unthreatening friend my entire life, I am telling you what my life experiences with the ladies have been. If you have a better shot with a woman, if you have got just responsible nails and feet, your chances of that type of success exponentially increase. That's just a fact. This isn't a subjective opinion. I'm telling you as a fact.
And it probably definitely applies if you're into something else.
If you want to be dirty and janky, be dirty and janky. It is your life. I ain't here to tell you what to do with it. I'm just telling you, if you want the ladies to appreciate you, clean your nails, clean your feet, clean your rear, take care of yourself to the level of a responsible adult, and watch your success rate go to the moon. It's a guarantee. It's a guarantee.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.